body, speech, and mind held in perfect oneness. I send my heart along with the sound of the bell. May the hearers awaken from forgetfulness and transcend all anxiety and sorrow.
My dear brothers, sisters, and friends, welcome to our Sunday morning service. Today is March 19, 2017. How are you this morning? Thank you so much for your presence, and we're so happy that every week you have tried your best. You take off some of your precious time to attend a service like this. In our daily life, we used to focus to two things, material life and spiritual life. Sometimes we're too busy with our daily schedule and we have not much time to come back to ourselves. Coming back to ourselves is very important, because when you're able to come back to yourself, you're able to recognize what do you need in this present time in order to give yourself the right treatment. Sometimes we're willing to help others. We always ask people around us whether they need our help or not. But actually, we are not really have time to help ourselves. So when we collapse, we totally falling in the emptiness. We feel very lonely. We feel very suffer, very painful, because we are unable to live and deal what is the reality. So that's why every day when we sleep, we used to close our eyes in order to rest. Closing the eyes, that means we shut down everything. So when it's sleeping time, it's the time that we do not listen to anything else, no talking, nothing, just rest. But during that resting time, still something very heavy, because there are things that we contain and we are unable to clear. What is this time? We used to live with the habit of mixing. So when we eat with iPhone, with Facebook, with TV, with newspaper. And when we drive with a lot of thinking. So actually when we're doing something, we always combine other things in. We're not really fully focused and attention. What are we doing? And this is the problem. The reason why we have so much depressed and stressful in our daily life, because we are unable to practice what is called meditation. Meditation is the time that we are able to sit down, come back to ourselves, follow our breath, recognize what is our body and our mind need. Because the body needs food, the mind also needs food. But we take too much food to the body, but we are not very clear what kind of food we are able to take so we can bring the health to this body. Then once the body gets sick, the mind also very sick, because the worry, the fear, the suffer, the painful. So body and mind only one, even but they separately, but if we take care of one thing, the other thing is also take care. So if we're able to spend about 10 to 50 minutes every day, find yourself a spot so you can sit down, you close your eyes and you follow your breath. You don't have to forcing yourself to breathe. Let your breath normally in and out. And that time is the time that you sit firmly, attentively, and you listen and you hear and you recognize every single breath you make. Try to water yourself with lots of fresh refreshments. If we go to attend some services, and we have what call refreshments. Even you go to work, you still have 15 minutes break, at least two breaks during work time. Is that true? So we have two breaks, and every break takes 15 minutes. But do we have a question for ourselves? Do I have a break for myself yet? Do we have break for the mind? Do we have any break for this physical body that we use? We use this body 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. For how many years we haven't stopped and let this body completely rest? Even when we go to bed, we still want to turn on something like TV, music, or worries. We carry things along with resting time. When we eat, we are not really there to eat. When we drink, we are not really there to drink. When we drive, we are not really there to drive. We always have something along with what are we doing in the present moment. And that is why we are unable to stay calm. We are unable to relax. And we are unable to have any capacity, any energy to deal with something in daily life. So meditation is really needed. And do not think this is a religious practice. This is a technique that we all need to healing our daily, our physical body and our mind. You can see that we have so many things to do every day. We have so many bills to take care every month. And we also have so much things that we carry in the mind. So every day we need some break. So when you go to bed, stop thinking, completely rest. Close your eyes, and then you can water yourself. I close my eyes to make my eye rest. I stop hearing anything to allow my ears to stop hearing, because we hear things, noise all the time, all day. We always, you know, keep our mind and body busy. But we forgot that if we go to work and if we work 8 hours straight, we tire. So we have 15 minute breaks. Then why don't we have at least one break, 50 minutes for our body and our mind? And this is the only way to help ourselves. Nobody can do anything, even God or Buddha or Jesus. The Buddha unable to relieve anything out of us or give us anything, but the only thing that the Buddha able to give us is the way to practice. The Buddha able to give us the prescription, but we have to take the medications. Do not read the prescription. So every week when you come here to do the chanting, we do not report to the Buddha. We do not say, Buddha, please listen to my prayers. But the way we read is the way to remind ourselves, because our eyes contact, our ears listen, our heart, our mind in touch with the words. And if you take like 50 minutes, read carefully what we use in this chanting book, and sometimes some of the part here become medications to heal our daily problems. So remember, chanting or prayer in Buddhism is not pray to the Buddha. We pray for ourselves. Pray means we come back to read the teachings of the Buddha, to review the teachings of the Buddha, to make the teachings of the Buddha become stronger in us. And this is the way to receive the message. If you want to become a good singer, you have to practice. You turn on karaoke and you sing along. So make sure your voice and adapt with the music. Same thing. If we do not regularly read the teachings of the Buddha, we will forget easily. And do you realize one thing, that something good to learn is very hard to remember. Something very, something is bad is easy to remember. This is our negative habits. Nothing wrong, it's not a sin. But we're able to recognize what our problems in order to find the right way to help us. Coming back to ourselves is very important. So before the Buddha passed away, the disciples of the Buddha asked the Buddha, Buddha, after you left this world, right now we rely on you as a teacher, but after you pass away, who will we will take refuge in? The Buddha said, go back to yourself. When you're able to go back to yourself, it's the right way. Because what does this mean? Go back to the right teachings, to the right Dharma. Because you are only the one who knows yourself more than anyone else. It's like your physical body, how it changed, you know. When you get sick, you know. And you find the right way to help you. So my sharing is, take time each day. Sometimes we have 3 meals a day or 4 meals a day. We have snacks. We have main meal, we have snack, we have breaks. But we very rarely to have, break for ourselves. Give yourself some break. And how is that? Find time to follow, to practice meditation. If you're unable to learn, you do not know what is meditation, you can come here. We provide meditation class every Friday evening, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. Every Friday, all in English. And we will share with you how to sit properly, how to breathe properly. And if you're able to learn this technique, and you can apply at home, and this will help you a lot. I have 100 things to do and to do every day. But I cannot. I still take some of my time to practice sitting meditation. Because I know clearly this is the only way to keep me healthy and continue my work. I don't have enough sleep. Everybody in this temple knows. I have a lot of work to do. I have lack of sleep. But one thing I have every day is meditation. And when it's time, if I'm really down, my body really down, I will practice total relaxation. That means I will lie down on bed. I will follow my breath, and maybe I will sleep deep about 5 to 10 minutes. But after 10 minutes, I gain back all the energy. Sometimes, you know, you sleep 8 hours, 10 hours, doesn't mean healthy. But if even you have slept, not enough, but deep sleep without worries, without fear, you know, still better than you have lots of hours to sleep. So meditation is really help. And remember, this is not something related to religions. Everybody, we need food for the mind. And the food for the mind is meditation and spiritual practice. Three things we try to avoid: our greed, our hate, our ignorance. Especially, you know, the Buddha called this, these are all the three poisons. The more we greed, the more we have hate, the more we have ignorance, the more poisons we have in our mind. So what is the purpose of Buddhist practice? Taming your greed, taming your hate, and taming your ignorance. What is ignorance means? When you do not understand the true facts of life, when you can you cannot understand people around you, and the more when you do not have enough understanding for your loved one, what is coming up? Misunderstanding. So when we are able to understand, love will appear. So understanding will go along with love. The more you understand your loved one, the more you're able to give your true love, your loved one, your true love. I hope that I will see you more in Friday night at 6:30, every Friday night.